Across decades of mysterious hauntings and terrifying encounters with the demonic, one husband and wife rose to prominence, Ed and Lorraine Warren. To some, they were pioneers of paranormal investigation. To others, controversial figures. But through it all, they remained deeply tied to the Catholic faith. Edward Warren Meany was born in 1926 in Connecticut. Raised in a Catholic household, Ed always spoke of strange experiences in his family home, experiences that first awakened his awareness of good and evil. Lorraine Rita Moran, born in 1927, grew up with a different gift. She claimed clairvoyant abilities, what Catholics might call an extraordinary sensitivity, though always filtered through a devotion to God and prayer. They married young and together formed a unique partnership. Ed, a self-taught demonologist, and Lorraine, a clairvoyant who always kept a rosary close at hand. The Warrens investigated thousands of cases, from simple hauntings to full-blown exorcisms. They insisted that the reality of the demonic pointed not to fear, but to the greater power of Christ. Ed often reminded people, "The devil exists, but God is infinitely stronger." For Catholics, their work echoed the constant teaching of the Church that Satan is real, but Christ had already conquered him. Among their most famous cases were the Amityville haunting, the cursed Annabelle doll, and the possession of young David Gladsell, which inspired the movie The Conjuring 3. These stories captured global attention, but the Warrens never saw them as entertainment. They warned, dabbling in the occult or spirit boards opens the door to real spiritual danger. Though controversial, they always turned back to the Church. They worked with priests, promoted the sacraments, and urged families to cling to the Eucharist and the Rosary. Lorraine herself attended daily Mass whenever possible, grounding her work in prayer. Ed passed away in 2006. Lorraine lived until 2019. Both are buried in Connecticut, side by side. In their later years, Lorraine emphasized that their mission was not about fame or fear, but about helping souls find peace and pointing people back to God. From a Catholic perspective, Ed and Lorraine Warren remind us of a spiritual truth. We are in a battle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness, yet with Christ, the sacraments, and prayer, we have nothing to fear.